DW.
Oh, my phone's ringing. Neil!
Dave! How is it? How are you?
Neil, I'm okay. We just went through the foxhole. We got passed by a Lamborghini going about 200 kilometers an hour.
Really?
I'm great. Daniela's the best driver I've ever... She's unbelievable, man.
Okay.
Think of...
Okay.
What?
Dave.
Oh, okay.
Gabe?
Okay.
I can hear you enjoying yourself.
Okay.
How was the Nordschleife?
Nice greetings to Neil.
Daniela says hi, Neil.
Daniela says hi?
Daniela says hi!
Okay. Hi, Daniela. Keep your hands on the steering wheel. Gabe?
Oh.
You still there? Gabe?
Stuff in the back.
6 hours earlier, Gabriel was picking Neil up for a weekend hike in the Vulcan Eifel.
What's all this toilet paper?
This undulating region in western Germany is shaped by its geological past, dotted with volcanic Mars and hiking trails that meander through the timeless forest. Their plans were perfect. Gabriel's metallic blue 1.4-liter Opel Astra convertible wasn't. Let's join the boys now as they cruise down Highway A61.
Vulcan Eifel, here we come.
Been looking forward to this weekend for a while, Neil.
Oh, it'll do us good, Gabe.
I am not as big of a hiker as you are.
Well.
But I must say, I am pumped to finally see the Vulcan Eifel.
Yeah, you've got the
bug. After all you've been hyping this thing up to me, this is going to be great.
It's beautiful. It's perfect walking country. You just wait and see.
Sweet.
Just one question though, Gabe. In the back of your car, all that toilet paper.
Oh, you saw that stuff?
What's that about?
Yeah, that's the best toilet paper in the world.
Uh-huh.
Hanabishu.
What's that?
It's Japanese toilet paper.
You got Japanese toilet paper? What for?
Smooth as silk.
Okay.
I've been having some,
okay.
Stomach problems and stuff like that,
all right.
So
I've got the picture. Okay.
I need the silk, the smooth white silk.
Listen, I've got the picture, all right?
And it's expensive.
How much?
So just keep your hands off of it.
How much is it?
I dropped 108 euro. 8-pack.
Are you nuts?
It's the toilet paper. It's the best toilet paper in the world.
Okay.
So keep your hands off.
I won't touch it.
Speaking of money, by the way.
Yeah.
I just filled up the tank.
Yeah.
85 euros.
So? It's normal.
So don't forget to pay me half.
Of course I will.
At least half, as a matter of fact. We're taking my car.
Yeah.
I am not going to be spending that kind of money on
gas. Of course, don't worry. I'll see you all
if
right.
If we were in Wisconsin, maybe. Because you can fill up the tank for like 20 bucks. But not here in Germany.
Yep, that's because it's half of it is tax. But don't worry, you'll get your money. Listen, you know why we're taking your car, right? I've sold mine, that's why we're taking your car.
You don't have your new one yet?
No, I've ordered one, but it hasn't arrived yet.
What are you going with?
Volkswagen.
Why'd you get a new one?
Because my old one was a diesel.
Take one rule.
Yeah, but it was a diesel. I just wanted to get shot of it just in case. You never know.
You seriously believe that? The whole diesel ban thing?
Yes, it might actually go through. It's going through the courts, and I just didn't want to take any chances. I might just be lumbered with a diesel, and I can't go into the inner cities then.
So go on with another VW.
Absolutely. Dieselgate, okay, they screwed up, but they still make really good cars. They're reliable and...
Says who?
I do. I've always been driving Volkswagen. They're the most reliable cars in the world. German cars.
I wouldn't go with a German car.
You've got one. It's an Opel EV, isn't it?
This is GM.
Oh.
Okay?
All right. America's bought it.
Listen to this baby purr.
Talking of, just will you put your foot down, please? Because we're never going to get to the Vulcan Eifel at this speed. We're on the motorway. There's no speed limit. You're just going 80.
Just take it easy. Just let this bus go by me first.
All right.
And I'll show you what you can do.
Oh,
listen to that.
Oh.
Listen to those 90 horses. Huh?
The acceleration is killing me.
Huh?
Oh.
I can go. I'm going to pass that bus. You hear that?
It doesn't sound good.
Well, it's getting worse. I'm not past the bus yet. Hold on.
I think,
I gotta get past this bus.
It's getting louder.
All right, I'm gonna pull over. No, stop, just, I'm gonna pull over. Put that, put that light on.
I'll put the light on.
Triangle.
It's on.
All right,
okay, just get to the next exit over there. Calm down and just get to that exit. Just pull over.
Right here, there's an Ausfahrt.
Yeah, there's a petrol station there. Try and get over there. We'll be all right.
All right. Dude, this is not sounding good. Oh, God.
Okay, tell you what, why don't we open the bonnet and have a look?
No, I'm not touching it. I'm gonna go get help.
Wait a minute, Gabe, I can do this. Let me have a look.
You're not touching my Opel. I'm going into this gas station. Hello? Mein Auto ist kaputt gegangen. My car broke down. Can anybody help me?
Okay, let's open the bonnet here. Oh, shit. That's the bonnet, is it? Oh, God, I don't know what I've done here. Okay, never mind. This is the bonnet. Okay, let's have a look. Let's check the oil here. Let's see.
You can?
I can help you. Maybe I can try to help you.
Yeah?
Yeah, what's up?
It made this noise and I don't know, maybe I think it's broken down or something.
Yeah, so let's go to your car. I pay my bill here, my fuel bill.
Yeah?
And then just give it 2 seconds. Okay, let's go.
See, there it is. It's the blue one.
The blue one, yeah. What is he doing there?
I don't know what he's doing there with the toilet paper. I don't know, maybe just have a look under the hood. What are you doing, Neil?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I had to use your toilet paper.
Who is this? She was in there. She offered to help. What's your name?
Daniela.
Daniela. Of course it is.
I'm Gabriel.
And you?
I'm Neil, hi.
Hi, Neil.
Okay, right, so it's not the oil.
So could you please turn the steering wheel on one side, left or right?
Neil, I'll do that.
Then it's more easy to have it.
Let me do it.
Okay. But are you a mechanic or?
I try to.
Okay. Same here.
Neil, you're not a mechanic.
No, of course not.
He described the noise.
I'm going as far left as I possibly can. I couldn't really describe it.
Okay.
What noise did that make again?
It's enough.
It was like a clacking or something almost, wasn't it?
Clacking?
I don't know. All
right.
You're a professional, are you?
Well.
Oh my God. She's stunning.
Sounds like that the brake pads have gone.
Can you see them?
I can see them, yeah. Do you see that there's nothing?
Gabe, this brake pad is virtually non-existent here at the front. You took me in this death trap on the motorway. Don't believe you. So what are we going
to
do?
We have to go to the workshop, to the garage.
Wait a minute. How long is this going to take?
Can we get to the...
Not so long. It's, I think, 1 hour, then the car is back on the street.
Jeez.
1 hour? That gives me some time.
Well, let's get cracking.
How are we going to get there?
Yeah,
I can tow you with the rope.
You do that for us?
Yeah, for sure.
Well,
let's go.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Wir sind die Coolsten, wenn wir cruisen, wenn wir durch die City düsen. Wir sind die Coolsten, wenn die süßen Ladies uns mit Küsschen grüßen. Wir sind die Coolsten, wenn wir cruisen, wenn wir durch die City düsen. Wir sind die Coolsten, nie am losen, weil wir ruhen, wenn wir cruisen. Ich sitz hinterm Lenkrad.
Daniela Raab is towing our hapless heroes in her bright orange 2.5-liter BMW. She has transformed it with her own hands into a hungry two-seater. What the boys don't know yet, Daniela is a motorsports enthusiast. For years, she's been going round Germany's iconic Nürburgring racetrack, which happens to be a stone's throw away from the garage. She's also a Nürburgring marshal, and marshals have a code. They will help anyone who's broken down, even if it's a metallic blue 1.4-liter Opel Astra convertible. Let's get in line at the garage behind three Porsches and a Ferrari.
How can you know so much about cars?
I know so much about cars because I'm involved in motorsports and cars since I'm 18, since I made my driver's license. So, and when you like cars and you like to change things at your car, then you usually need money to pay people therefore, but I didn't have money for pay the people, so I had to learn this.
So where did this interest come from? 18, motorsports, I mean, it's not...
It wasn't just to save money.
Yeah, it was not to... motorsports is not to save money, no. I had a lot of fun driving cars and driving different cars and optimizing my car. My first car was a Volkswagen Golf. And I crashed it.
Oh.
Then the second car was again the same model, the next Volkswagen Golf, and this was a GTI, a Golf GTI. My mother hated me therefore because she thought this is a weapon. So I started to optimize the suspensions of the car, to make the noise of the car better, and different things. And from this developed a little bit the fun in having being involved in the motorsports here.
And but you started with Volkswagen, right? But you drive a BMW now.
Now I drive a BMW, yes. The BMW is a very reliable car on the racetrack here. And the Volkswagen as well, but the BMW is better.
Of all foreign car makers in the US, BMW had the highest recall ratio in 2017. There were reportedly six times more BMWs recalled than new models purchased last year. That's a recall ratio of 588%. Two other German car companies, Volkswagen and Mercedes, had the fifth and sixth highest recall ratio of foreign brands in the US at 294 and 287% respectively.
But this, I'm just looking at this garage right now. We've got cars in here. They probably cost more than my mortgage on my house right now, what I can see here. We've got a Porsche. We've got two Porsches. What's this?
It's a Ferrari.
A Ferrari.
Yeah, it's a Ferrari.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So,
yes.
And but one thing that strikes me, you're the only woman here. There are lots of men doing the repairs and stuff and, you know, into cars. Was it difficult for you as a woman establishing yourself in this scene?
No, because they are very, very friendly here, and you do not need to be impressed by the cars standing here, because if you come with a small car under 10,000 euros, it's the same like you come with a car with more than 100,000 euros. The customer is the same, and this is what makes this workshop very sympathetic.
I gotta come up with a question like Neil.
Are there a lot of women like you?
There are a few.
Mechanics?
There are a few.
In 2016, there were 1,900 female trainee mechanics in Germany. That's a 5% increase on the year before, but still miles behind the 70,500 male apprentices for 2016.
So if you wanted to soup up my Opel, how long would it take you to turn my Astra into a, you know,
to
into
turn
a beast that you can... That
around
you can...
the racetrack? Years?
Wait. That was a good answer.
That was a good answer. No, more than 1 week to make it. Optimize it.
What's that noise?
That was a Ferrari.
Oh yeah.
Mine's not ready yet.
You say you prepare them also for racing, but you could take all these cars on a German road because there's very strict regulations, aren't they? What you do with your cars, you can't just put anything in your car, can you?
You need street legal components, yeah. This is one thing you have to think about. We are driving here in the tourist driving. The tourist driving is open for every car on the Nürburgring. And so you need components that are street legal, but...
Is that what the German TÜV is? TÜV?
Yes. This is the German TÜV. The car has to pass the German TÜV. So when you do not have a German TÜV, you are not allowed to go to the tourist driving.
Look at how the sun is shining on her golden hair.
TÜV, does that mean anything to you, Gabe?
What?
TÜV is the German Association for Technical Inspection, which, among other things, is tasked with testing whether cars are safe to drive on German roads. Every 2 years, German car owners must pay for a TÜV inspection to receive a new sticker for their license plate. A driver caught with an expired TÜV sticker will be fined. If the TÜV has expired by over 8 months, that driver will also lose a point on his or her license.
How is it in America?
My time to shine.
In Wisconsin, there's definitely nothing like that. If that were in place in the place where I live, like half the cars would be taken off the road.
But of course, that's a limiting factor in the US, right? You've got speed limit.
Well, yeah, I mean, we don't drive any faster than 70 miles an hour. That's what, 120, 130?
How
do you drive fast on the Autobahn when you're in your...
No, in my daily car, I do not go fast, no. For what?
Even if there's no speed limit on the Autobahn. No.
Germany is the only country worldwide that does not have a speed limit on the motorway. However, this does not apply to the entire Autobahn. According to Germany's Federal Highway Research Institute, a speed limit is in place on a third of the country's 12,900 kilometers long motorway.
No.
How fast do you drive on the Autobahn?
On the Autobahn, 160 kilometers per hour.
That's 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
That's not fast.
Wait a minute, is that an alarm going off? Is your car being stolen right now, Gabe?
Is that my Opel?
This is the noise when the car is ready.
Okay. That's foreboding.
Now, when you have the possibility to enter the racetrack every day, nearly every day, you do not need to go fast on the Autobahn. For what?
Your car, right? It's a regular petrol engine. When you go to the garage, you get petrol, right?
Yes.
What's your take on diesel? Would you drive a diesel car?
Yes, it's my daily car. A BMW.
What about the scandal? Of course, a BMW. Yeah. What about the scandal? Is that something that's a big thing for
no, it's for me. It's not a big thing. It has happened, and that's it.
Does it annoy you that those Americans are, you know, really taking the German car industry apart?
It's going to cost VW a lot.
$20 billion in the U.S.
$20 billion.
$20 billion in the U.S. alone.
How much in Germany?
Well, in Germany, as I understand, they're not compensating anyone yet, are they?
In Germany, every third car on the road had a diesel engine in 2017. So far, Volkswagen has refused to pay compensation to German car owners affected by Dieselgate. Instead, the company has offered to fix the problem with so-called software updates that would help meet emissions targets. Despite the damage to Volkswagen's reputation and the lingering threat of diesel cars being banned in German cities over air pollution, the company doubled its net profit to more than 11 billion euros in 2017 and even booked its best quarterly sales ever at the start of this year.
This is the new GT2 RS.
Can we go and have a look at it?
Somebody.
Okay.
I'm Andy.
You work here as well?
I work in the area, helping people on the racetrack and a bit of mechanicking.
Do you know how much that car over there would cost approximately?
For the benefit of people listening and what we're looking at, it's a 997 GT3 RS 4-litre. It's a limited edition. 400,000 euros?
Oh my God. 400,000
euros?
Okay, 400,000.
Roughly.
In 2016, Germans paid an average of 31,400 euros when buying a new car for private and commercial purposes. Surveys suggest the average German changes his car about every 6 years. In 2016, the German car industry boasted a turnover of more than 400 billion euros. Domestic sales accounted for 37%. The rest was exports.
Gabe, he used to have a BMW, but he sort of fell out of love with it after, I don't know, do you want to tell Daniela about your BMW,
yeah.
Gabe? Because he's
I bought a used 316, and it pretty much died after 3 months.
It actually drank more oil than petrol, didn't it?
Why is Neil making me look like an idiot all the time?
I didn't go anywhere without like a big canister of motor oil, because it was leaking everywhere.
So you're not buying another German car, is that it?
Never again. But never, ever again.
But you are driving an Opel.
Well, it's GM, isn't it?
Okay, yeah.
Was it Peugeot?
I thought it was... Oh, it's, oh,
no,
it's French.
It's Peugeot, yes.
Oh,
they bought them.
Maybe that's what...
You're driving a French
That's
car.
Why the brake pads... Are...
But that's an interesting question, because the car industry these days, I mean, you have a German brand, you have an English...
Here goes Neil again with his pertinent questions.
But they're not really national brands anymore, are they, in a globalized world? It's just
not anymore, and... If I knew the exact figures, I think it would be fair to say that everybody owns a piece of everybody else. It might only be 2%, but...
So something like a trade war that Donald Trump is sort of thinking about, you know, if you hit the German car industry, you can't hit the German car industry because it's a global industry.
It's all interlinked.
Okay, so they have to take the wheels off to fix the brake pads.
So he's just taught the wheels to... make sure that the tightening torque on the locking bolts is the correct tension.
No brake pads, Gabriel.
Yes, I'm sorry about that, Neil.
You better be.
Until the car is ready, maybe there's time. Do you like to join me to go in the racetrack? It's opening in 10 minutes.
The Nürburgring?
The Nürburgring, yes. It's just a few meters from here, so you can take a seat in my car.
In your car?
In my car.
You're going to take me on the track?
I'd rather not.
You or Neil? You,
or me? Can I come?
Yeah, you have to ask Neil if he likes to. But
well,
I'll
stick around with Andy if that's okay. But.
You guys are just going to hang out while I go with Daniela.
We couldn't go to a good viewing point, and we can watch these two go around.
Yeah, I'm up for that.
Let's go! Are we going fast yet?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah. And it's for you.
Yeah.
It's very, very.
I'm going. We're going fast. We're going fast.
And now we brake.
Okay. Yeah. We do need to brake. That's a good idea. What about this guy? Look how slow he's going.
It's tourist driving. Everybody is allowed to.
What? That's like a grandpa.
It's a grandpa with gray hair and a grandpa car. So we are very, very.
And then you just. Do you wave? Hey, buddy. Hey, how long did it take you to learn to drive like this?
Years.
Years? You are really, really good at driving. Oh, God.
Please let me know if you need an open window.
No.
No?
No, I don't want to open the window. Are we going fast yet?
Yeah, you can go here much more than 200.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. But my car
feels like I'm going to fly out the window.
My car has not enough horsepower to go faster here.
This doesn't have enough horsepower?
No, you can go here much more than 200.
So, Andy, where are we right now?
We are stood halfway between Brunchen 1 and Brunchen 2 on the Nürburgring Nordschleife.
And the cars are whizzing by around, I don't know, about 100 miles an hour, I'd say. There are two bends here, pretty sharp bends, 90 degrees bends pretty much, huh?
Yes, yeah. Brunchen 1's a little tighter, Brunchen 2 turns in a little tighter and then opens out where we can see the BMW opening out toward the left side of the track. You can accelerate. This is a very busy, intense section.
So don't be afraid now. We are entering now the carousel.
The what?
As you can see what the cars are doing there. They are.
Good Lord. This is the carousel?
This is the carousel.
Okay.
It's a 180 degrees
curve. Hairpin turn. Oh, that was easy. I'm getting into this now.
So, and this is the part that separates the men from the boys.
This part right here?
This part right here. And after a few meters, we are entering the Brünchen, the world famous Brünchen.
So this is where Neil's gonna be.
There's Neil. Yeah.
I understand there used to be Formula One racing here, right? But they stopped it because it was too dangerous, right?
Yes.
There were quite a few deaths, weren't there?
Yeah, there were.
Opened in 1927 and adapted many times since, the Nürburgring is widely considered one of the, if not the most dangerous racing circuit in the world. Just under 70 racers have died there during official events, most on the notorious Nordschleife. The number of amateur drivers and motorcyclists who have died is well into the hundreds. With a 300-metre elevation change between the highest and lowest point on the track and over 87 curves through the lush forests of the Eifel, the track is known as the Green Hell.
How was it for you the first time you went on this racetrack? Can you still remember that day?
I can't remember the very first lap. And that's not through forgetfulness. It's because it's so intense that so much went on that I didn't really see anything.
Were you a passenger or were you driving yourself?
I was riding a motorcycle.
On a motorcycle?
Yes, about 6, maybe 8 feet behind my friend's motorcycle. I didn't really see, assess or plan anything for myself. I just followed a brake light. Brake light went right, turn right. Brake light goes left, turn left. Brake light gets brighter, slow down. That's it.
Did I tell you that you are allowed to drive with the motorbike as well? But this is very, very, very dangerous. Andy is a very famous motorbike driver.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. He was saying he's one of the fastest.
What? No, not one of the fastest. He is the fastest.
Oh, okay. Is that why you like him so much?
I like fast guys, yes.
I gotta get rid of my Opel.
I just saw someone in the car. He had a helmet.
Yes.
Gabriel hasn't got a helmet.
This is true. Neither has Daniela, though.
But he's in safe hands.
Yes.
I just want to see if I can try and get him on the phone.
Yeah.
Just a tad concerned.
Oh, my phone's ringing. Neil!
Dave! How is it? How are you?
Neil, I'm okay. We just went through the foxhole. We got passed by a Lamborghini going about 200 kilometers an hour.
Really?
I'm great. Daniela is the best driver I've ever. She's unbelievable, man.
Okay.
What?
Gabe.
Okay.
Gabe?
Okay.
I can hear you enjoying yourself.
Okay.
How was the Nordschleife?
Nice greetings to Neil.
Daniela says hi, Neil.
Daniela says hi.
Daniela says hi.
Okay. Hi, Daniela. Keep your hands on the steering wheel. Gabe? You still there? Gabe,
you still there? Phone's cut off. Well, I assume we'll see him soon, I hope.
Yeah, he'll be busy.
Is this, Andy, I've seen so many number plates, Dutch number plates, British number plates. Oh, here he comes. Here he comes, give him a wave. Gabe! Yeah, Daniela looked happy.
Good. Good. In control.
Gabe,
it worked. No, we can't see.
I've seen so many number plates here. Dutch number plates, British number plates. I mean, there's so many people coming from abroad to this racetrack.
Yes.
Why is that? What's it? Don't they have these racetracks in their own countries?
Not like this one.
What's different?
If you went round it, if we could talk you into going round it, you would see. It is... I think the German word is mythos. It's a certain air of history, culture, activity, the challenge, the greats that have gone before you. It's quite a place. It's quite a place.
Do you still get that buzz yourself?
Yes, right? It's a great dance. The sensations, the forces, the noise, the sense of achievement... the accuracy. It's a balance of how far can you push risk and remain accurate. It's great.
We almost hit that car. We almost hit him.
No. We are on a racetrack.
Well, I know. This is
is my first time on a racetrack.
So now do you understand why you need a car with a good performance?
I'm starting to get it. I can't believe how good you are at driving. It's blowing my mind right now, Daniela.
But I'm not interested in competition and driving the races.
Just about the fun.
Just about the fun. Deciding in the morning, the weather's good, I go out for a few laps.
So what do you, when you finish
afterwards,
to calm down, what do you do afterwards?
I go down to Breitscheid. This is where the bridge comes over the main street in Adnau.
Yeah.
There's a little cafe. It is very famous. And there I prefer to get a little lemonade and then I go home.
A little lemonade?
A little lemonade.
Cool.
Or a coffee.
Maybe we can get some lemonade.
Or a snaps.
You want to go get some lemonade later?
Yeah, I like to. If you like to accompany me.
All right. I'm down. So you're going home now?
Yeah, I will.
All right, okay, well, I guess we have to say goodbye now, then.
Yeah. So have a great time in this beautiful landscape.
Thanks.
I hope you come back to the green hell.
I'm coming back to the green hell. Thank you so much for taking me
invited
through it.
To spend a few more laps with me in the car, if you like to.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Okay, all right. I'll see you soon.
You're welcome.
Right. Off we go, Gabe. What's wrong?
Nothing, man.
I can help you. Maybe I can try to help you.
Oh, come on. You look depressed.
No, it's all right.
So you can take a seat in my car?
You should be chuffed. You've had your car fixed. You've been on the Nürburgring.
Yeah.
And now we go hiking, right?
Yeah.
I like fast guys, yes.
What?
Just forget about it, man. Turn that music back on.
Gabriel and Neil never saw any volcanic Mars or hiked any trails that weekend. They were pulled over by the police an hour later. Gabriel was fined 60 euros and lost a point on his license because his TÜV had expired a year ago. The officers also confiscated his Japanese toilet paper because it looked suspicious. Gabriel was arrested and taken to a local jail after causing a scene. Neil took the train home.
This report was brought to you by DW.